It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. A new school year means new classes. However, when a subject doesn't come as easily to one student as it does to another, extra help might be needed. Individualized help from a tutor is a way of helping a child and keeping them from falling behind. OASIS is a tutoring program operating in partnership with the Greater Pittsburgh Literacy Council. As part of 90.5 WESA's Life of Learning Initiative, here to tell us more about the program and its need for tutors is John Spehar, Pittsburgh OASIS Tutoring Coordinator. John Spehar, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Also joining us is tutoring volunteer Charlene Brigg. Charlene, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Glad to be here.
John, let's start with you by having you tell us about the OASIS Tutoring Program.
The OASIS Intergenerational Tutoring Program is a nonprofit organization. We recruit and train older adults to tutor kids in the Pittsburgh Public and Woodland Hills School District. The tutors work with the students on literacy, reading, writing, and oral communication. Something else we always want to work on is building the self-esteem of the students. We feel that's a key component. And we have a survey that we put out at the end of each year, and 96% of the tutors showed that there was self-esteem increased through the program. I think they need the self-esteem even before the reading, writing, and oral communication in order for them to really build on what they're working on. If their self-esteem is higher, they're more interested to learn and work on the activities.
Charlene, we mentioned in the introduction that you are a tutor. How long have you been doing this?
I started tutoring January of this past year.
And why did you decide to become a tutor?
I wanted to be more of a part of the community. I grew up in Pittsburgh, but I've been away for 25 years. After coming back, I was so disconnected, I needed to feel a more sense of a community. I saw a small article in my church bulletin that was saying, "Would you like to tutor children to learn to read?" And I thought, yeah, I'd like to do that. So that began my journey of learning who OASIS was and what their purpose was.
John, we mentioned OASIS is in partnership with the Greater Pittsburgh Literacy Council. Tell us about this partnership.
Well, because of the Greater Pittsburgh Literacy Council, we're able to continue our services where we may not have been able to do that. And they also help us in making a difference. It has opened new doors for us, and it has helped increase the impact of the program on the older adults and the children. They've helped with recruitment and the fundraising.
When you go out in search of a tutor, are you looking for tutors of a certain age?
Yes, we are. The mission of our program is to provide volunteer opportunities to the older adults. So the vast majority of the recruited tutors are 50 years of age or older.
And is there a need for more tutors in the schools?
There's always a need for more tutors. There's always students in the school that are going to need one-on-one attention, help with literacy, help to build that self-esteem through the support of the tutor.
And where is the need for tutors greatest?
The need for tutors is equally important in both the Woodland Hills and Pittsburgh Public Schools. There's always a need for tutor in every school. From our surveys last year, we found that 7 of the local principals in Pittsburgh Public Schools responded that they needed 35 additional tutors in their schools. We have over 24 schools that we have tutors in, and this is just 7 principals that spoke out about the need. So it's a very great need. We're always working very hard to recruit new tutors.
There may be somebody listening to this who says or is thinking to themselves, I want to get involved. I want to help. What is involved in the training to become a tutor?
The training is set up so that the older adults can use the tools and strategies that we teach them regardless of the experience that they have. It's very important to know that you do not need any teaching experience to do this. The program is set up so that the curriculum that we work with is easy for the adults to use and apply when working with the students. The materials and supplies are also provided, and that's always important for the tutors to know. We have a tutor handbook, which includes everything that we go over during the trainings that we have. We also have something called an All About Me book, which is something they work with their student on a few days at the beginning of the school year so that they can learn more about the students' likes and dislikes. We have a journal that they use to write stories in. Sometimes the stories are about things and experiences that the student has had or about another story that they may have read. Finally, we have the Oasis bags and name tags. They're also a crucial part of the supplies because when they walk into a school, we want those principals and teachers, everyone to know that Oasis is here, ready to help.
And how long does the training last?
The training is two sessions for 5 hours each day, 10:30 to 3:30.
Charlene, did you have training experience prior to getting involved with Oasis?
No, I did not.
And so what convinced you I can do this?
The support that I received in training, it empowered me. It made me feel confident that I could go into the classroom or I could go in meeting my student and feel that I was going to be able to help her or him.
We're talking about tutoring as part of 90.5 WESA's Life of Learning Initiative here on Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guests, John Spehar, Pittsburgh Oasis Tutoring Coordinator, and a tutoring volunteer, Charlene Briggs. John, do you have a means of measuring the effectiveness of the tutoring program?
The program has been studied, and there's research behind it that shows that it is a beneficial program. There's currently a research study in St. Louis area, which includes seven school districts. Approximately 200 tutors and students are part of the program to see how the effectiveness is with the self-esteem of the students, the reading, writing, and oral communication literacy components. Also, at the end of each year, the OASIS coordinator, school administrator, teachers, and tutors complete a survey. This provides anecdotal evidence that the program is working. And nationally, the results were, for the past year, 93% of the teachers reported improvement in the students' attitude towards school, and 90% reported an academic improvement in the areas of reading, writing, and again, oral communication.
Charlene, what advice do you have for people interested in becoming a tutor?
It was very fulfilling for me to watch the student, to see my student begin tutoring, to get to know me, to learn to read better. I watched the self-esteem grow. I know I was helping. The overall difference is I know I made a difference. That was the reward. I felt at the end of the year I had made a difference in that child's life.
So it sounds like you want to let people know that this is a rewarding thing to do.
It's very rewarding.
And John, if someone is interested in becoming a tutor, how can they get involved?
They can call the Oasis office at 412-232-2021. And we have trainings that go throughout the year several times so that you have the opportunity to get in and do a training. And again, when you think about becoming an Oasis tutor, remember that we support you fully and all the activities, hands-on, are all research-based, and surely you'll be a benefit to the program, making a difference in the lives of many children throughout our school districts.
John Spehar is Pittsburgh Oasis Tutoring Coordinator, and also joining our conversation, Charlene Briggs, who is a tutoring volunteer. Thank you both for taking time to be with us today on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and we really do appreciate your support.
This and other stories in the WESA Life of Learning Initiative can be found on the 90.5 WESA website. More Essential Pittsburgh coming up. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This is 90.5 WESA.